राजेंद्र कुमार तुम्हें सर्वेश्वरेशारा राजेंद्र कुमार तुम्हार इच्छाया विषे सृजन संहार मत ब्रह्म करे न श्री जाना करे तब इच्छा मत विष्णु करे न मते शिव करे न संहार तब तब इच्छा मते माया सृजकार मते जीवे जनम जनम समृद्धि निपाते दुख सुख संघट मिछे माया बद जीव आशा पासे फिरे मिछे माया जीव तब इच्छा बिना किछु करिते न पारे तुमि तोरा खकयार पालक निज बालम चेष्टा प्रति भरसा छरिया
तुम्हारा इच्छा निवर करिया।
অতি বিনোদ অতি দিন प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गुरी वैष्णविंद की जय चैतन्य चैतामृत की जय प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय श्री श्री राधा सिंह सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम गोनिताय भगवान की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद. Can we read the translation together, please? According to your love, Brahma creates, and according to your will, Lord Vishnu. According to your will, Lord Shiva does. According to your will, Maya constructs the prison house of this world. According to your will, living entity takes birth and die. According to your will, the native, the smoking, the living, the human, The tiny soul bound up in without your sanction, he is unable to do anything. You are my only protector in this danger. Except for your lotus feet, there is no other hope for me. No longer can I feel made of my own strength and honor. I have become solely dependent on your body. Bhaktivinoda is most poor and his pride has been murdered. Now, in accordance with your name, he lives and dies. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद So today we are serving Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 21, Sanatana Shiksha, fourth chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spent quite long time to give details, explanation about who Krishna is, what the spiritual world is, and how all of us, our conditioned soul, can approach. And he elaborated very nicely, and this section that Mother Sri Gaurangi Devi assigned to me to do this today, last verse is very wonderful, confidential, mystical, and Srila Prabhupada gave a bullet points in his purport. Unless you are aware of the pastime, you may get lost. And if you are aware of it, you will just take Prabhupada's few sentences and you can meditate whole day. You will forget everything. It's so nice. So what I would like to go all the way to 26 together and then 27 will do the response. So text 19. Krishna, sorry. Yeah. Krishna Vatse Rasankhate Sukha Devavani Krishna Sange Kata Gopa Sankhai Nahi Jani. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. According to Sukhdev Goswami, Krishna had unlimited cows and cowherd boys with him. No one could count their actual number. Text 20. Eka eka gopakare je vatsa charana charana koti arbhuda sankha padma taha ganana. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Each of the coward boys was tending calves to the extent of a koti, arbhuda, sankha and padma. That is the way of counting. I don't know, I don't see any Indian here, but if you grow up in a village, even the village boy, they learn this. Sata, Sahasra, Ajut, Lakha, Nijut, Koti. It's the same thing, like here mentioned. That's how the whole astronomical, whole calculation you can learn just by remembering these six figures. So, translation. Each of the coward boys were tending calves to the extent of a koti. Koti is 100,000. 100,000 is called 1 lakh. And 100 lakhs is 1 koti. So 100,000 is called 1 lakh. And 100 lakhs is 1 koti. Our Buddha, we'll read the purport. Prabhupada already explained. Each of the cowherd boys were tending calves to the extent of a koti, Arbuda, Sankha, and Padma. That is the way of counting. Purport. According to Vedic mathematical calculations, the following numeration system is used. Units, tens, dasa, sata. That's how I remember. Eka, dasa, sata, sahasa, ajut, lakha, nijut, koti. So Prabhupada did put it here very nicely. Tens, dasa, hundreds, sata, thousands, sahasra, 10,000, ayuta, or ajuta, and 100,000, laksha. 10 times laksha is nijuta. 10 times nijuta is koti. 10 times koti is arbhuda. 10 times arbhuda is brinda. 10 times brinda is kharva. 10 times kharva is nikharva. 10 times nikharva is sankha. 10 times sankha is padma. And 10 times padma is sagara. 10 times sagara is anta. And 10 times anta is madhya. And 10 times madhya is prarardha. Each time is 10 times greater than the previous one. Thus, all the cowherd boys who were companions of Krishna had many calves to take care of. If anybody has any calculator, you can start counting. My calculator says E. It doesn't go further. This is so beautiful. You know, I was thinking about it. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving like a breakdown? How big is the spiritual world? And he mentioned, you'll see in this chapter later on, no, next chapter also. It's like a 10 times by 8. So you can figure it out. 10 by 8 is 80. Then he says, multiply by 100. Okay, 8,000. Multiply by 10. Then multiply by 8. Then multiply by 100. Then multiply by 1,000. And after going ahead, Sanatana Goswami Pada, I can't do it anymore. He said, this is unlimited, infinite. So now question is, why not he say in the beginning? Can someone help me? Why not Mahaprabhu say, it is unlimited, no need to count. But why? Why Mahaprabhu went like this? You multiply 10 by 8, 10 times 8, then times 100, times 10. Because our mind, this is my understanding, my mind will not comprehend what is infinite or unlimited. Mind need to be satisfied, so intelligence intervenes. And intelligence gives this figure. And mind will come, I can't do it anymore. Okay, now you accept what is unlimited. Okay, it's beyond my imagination, beyond my concoction, beyond my speculation. That's it. Mind is captured by intelligence. It's required like this. So it's very nice, scientifically. Text 21. Together. Betra Benu Dala Sringha Vatsra Alankara Gopagane Jata Tara Nahile Kapara. Translation. All the cowherd boys had unlimited calves. Similarly, their canes, flutes, lotus flower, horns, garments, and ornaments were all unlimited. They cannot be limited by writing about them. Text 22. Together. Sabe haila chatur bhuja vaikanther pati prithak prithak brahmandera brahmakare stuti. The cowherd boys then became 400 Narayans, predominating deities of Vaikuntha planets. All the separate Brahmas from different universes began to offer their prayers unto the Lord. Did everybody catch it? Did the cowherd boy really become this Vishnu? Yes? No? You don't have to be scared. I mean, there is no punishment. Each cowherd boy became Narayan? Huh? Four-handed.
No, Krishna extended himself.
Thank you. That's the key. That coward boys did not become first time. This is a second show. When Brahmaji came back, then he was surprised. His entire mystery, mischievous activity of stealing the coward boys and calves are still there in the cave. It's nice to have a forehead and eight eyes, so you can look at simultaneously both shows. So he's looking with his two eyes and head, the cave, and other two eyes on Krishna, and other two eyes looking if there is any other things going on, why I'm seeing like duplicate, how is possible? So this is very interesting. The second, after returning from his abode, when he came back, this is the show it is revealing. So there's a five stages, we'll discuss that little. Nice, thank you. 23.
Eka Krishna deha haite savara prakashe skane ke savai se sarire praveshe.
All these transcendental bodies emanated from the body of Krishna. Within a second, they all entered again into his body. So he became one again. 24, text 24.
Iha dekhi brahma haila mohita bishmita stuti kare ei pache korila nishchita.
When the Lord Brahma from this universe saw this pastime, he was astonished and struck with wonder. After offering his prayers, he gave the following conclusion. Text 25.
Je kahe Krishnera vaibhava moi sab jainu, se janu kaya mane moi se manu.
Lord Brahma said, if someone says that he knows everything about Krishna's opulence, let him think that way. However, as far as I am concerned with my body and mind, I consider it in this way. Text 26.
Ei je tumara ananta vaibhava amrita sindhu morabana mana gamma nahe ekabindu.
My Lord, your opulence is like an unlimited ocean of nectar, and it is verbally and mentally impossible for me to realize even a drop of that ocean. And the last verse for today, it's where coming from Bhagavatam. Okay, can you go word to word? That's okay.
Janantam.
Persons who think they are aware of your unlimited potency.
Eva.
Certainly.
Janantu.
Let them think like that.
Kim.
What is the use?
Bahu
ukta. With many words.
Na.
Not.
Me.
My.
Prabho.
O Lord.
Manasaha.
Of the mind.
Bapusaha.
Of the body.
Vacha.
Of the words.
Vaibhavam.
Opulence.
Tava,
your
gocharaha,
within the range. Okay, we'll read the sloka quickly.
Jananta eva janantu
kim bahukta name prabhu
manasa bapaso
vacha
vaibhavam tava gochara jananta eva janantu
kim vai ukta name prabhu
मानस वपुष वाच वैभवं तव गोचरः.
प्लीज चैन.
जानन्त एव जानन्तु किं बहुक्ता न मे प्रभु मनस वापस वाच वैभवं तव गोचर. जानन्त एव जानन्तु किं वा उक्ता न मे प्रभु Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. There are people who say, I know everything about Krishna. I don't know if anybody ever met. Let them think that way. As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of your mind, of my mind, body and words. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.38. Spoken by Lord Brahma after he had. So first, we have to keep track on this. First Prabhupada writes here, this is from Bhagavatam, and then he says, Lord Brahma, after he had stolen Lord Krishna's cows, calves, and cowherd boys. So that's one, when he stole. Second, Krishna had exhibited his transcendental opulence by recreating all the stolen cows. So that's another pastime. Even though it's a small purport, but it has a vast. And then third, cowherd boys by his Vishnu Murti expansion. That's another, third exhibition. After he had seen this, Brahma offered these above prayers. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Vena. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Sam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Paste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatta Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Turuvesha Kripa Sindhu Vai Vacham Paditanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namona Bhakta Vihinaya Parada Lakshe Shiptascha Kamadi Taranga Madde Kripa Maitam Saranam Prapanna Brinde Namaste Charanarabindam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So these pastimes, and I'm looking at the time, I'm just going to narrate a brief, the whole pastime, where Brahmaji came to this realization. Now, until these prayers began, Brahmaji was not on the ground. He was in his career, swan career. So Brahmaji, as you all know, this pastime took place after Agasura was killed. And it's interestingly, Prabhupada writes, 13th chapter, he says, every day before lunch, Krishna would kill two or three demons. So I was thinking, two or three, even if we take it minimum, two, and then you calculate his lifetime he spent in Vrindavan Leela, that's like thousands and thousands of demons he killed. But we don't see in Bhagavatam. So nicely Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, because if Sukhdev Goswami had to narrate all the demons' pastimes, how Krishna killed all of them, it will be long, long Bhagavatam discourse. But Parikshit Maharaj has a timer. And the timer says his 7 days decreased to 3.5 days. So how much is left? Only 3.5 days. He has to finish. So something relevant to our life and the conditioned soul life, Sukhdev Goswami narrated. So that was very nice. After Agasura was killed, Agasura, how long the Agasura was? You know?
10 months.
14. One place is Sanatana Goswami writes 14 months. It's beautiful. It became a playground. Other demons' body was discarded, but Agasura's body became like a spiritual Disney or something for a whole year. And they did not know the story. Why nobody in Vrindavan knew the story of killing Agasura? They were hiding for a... All those coward boys were kept by... Did Brahmaji kept them? No. That's what we think. Actually, there's three sets of the coward boys. One was sadhak like us who enters, and then another group was Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha Brahmaji has no power. I just read actually this morning, Prabhupada says Brahmaji could not touch them. So then how did he console them? The Brahmaji took those coward boy in the cave for whole year. Why whole year? I don't know any one of you ever travel planet to planet. To go to Satyaloka, Brahmaji's planet, and coming back, is it possible 1 year? In Balaram's case, Balaram's wife, mother, Revati's father, he was looking for a husband for his daughter. And by the time he went to Brahmaloka, it was a moment, but that was 4 million years past. So how is possible that Brahmaji actually hide the boys and go to Brahmaloka and come back? No, he didn't go to Vishwamitra Chakravarti Thakur, reconcile. He said, Brahmaji did not go. This planet where we are right now, this is in the middle planetary system. Yes, everybody is familiar. The Jambudip. This is where the planet where the sun shines. Below this planet, there is no sunlight goes. And above the Alokpat or Bhumandala, there is no sunlight goes either. They don't need. Either one they don't need. They have their own system. So this planet, Jambudip, Bharatvarsha is the only planet where all these vendors, including Krishna, comes to sell their products. This is the only planet you can buy karmi, gyani, yogi, everything and anything and everything. So how important is this planet? Brahmaji, even though runs the whole universe, but this is the only planet he pays very good attention. Srila Prabhupada writes in 5th canto, 16th chapter, if you look at the introduction, Prabhupada writes the summary, review. He writes, Brahmaji is known as Karma Mayam. He pays very close attention to this planet more than any other. Because all other planet is the destination of your purchasing ticket from here. This is my way of saying this. Purchasing ticket means what do? You are product of your own destiny. So you want to go in bhakti, from here you'll go. You want to do something, Mayavadi will be also here. Everybody will be here. Everybody, good, bad, everything is here. Because this is the market. Every vendor comes to sell their product. No other planet. You will not go to hell to go to heaven. Or heaven, nobody goes to hell. They all have to pass through here. This is the special planet. So Brahmaji, when after Agasura came out from the body, he went in the sky. He didn't go to enter Krishna's body immediately. He went in the sky. So all the demigod came out. Between the Bhurloka and Bhuvarloka, there is a outer space where the demigod comes, so nobody see them. And they have a high perception that they can see what Krishna is doing. So when Krishna killed this Agasura, I won't go the history of Agasura's life. He's one of the very powerful demon ever existed. He's a brother of Bakasura and his sister Putana. So then Agasura, when he was killed, by seeing that effulgence light, the soul came out so bright, 10 times brighter than sun, then all the demigods started praying. That wonderful, wonderful activities, my Lord, and they offer flower. So Brahmaji, in his planet, he was hearing, even though right now we are speaking, Brahmaji has access to hear each of you, what you are thinking through his mind, through the mind, and what you are speaking. So three way he have that access. He is the highest perceptive personality. Any moment. And he has the ability, not because 8 years, he can hear millions of people, billions at the same time. don't ask me how is the process is, how he assimilate. It's very overwhelming. But anyway, back to this, that Brahmaji, after he heard, when he came out, he thought, demigod, they are my group, because he's the head of the demigod. Indra is head of the heaven, but Brahmaji is the head of the entire operation. Krishna has government. Maybe we can learn a little bit. I don't know any one of you ever thinking of joining Krishna's government, because Prabhupada said very striking. He says, Krishna's government, he has a 6 entities. He has a governor. Who is governor? Manu. Right now, who is the Manu? Vaivasvata Manu. Thank you. So there are 14 Manus each day. And then with the Manu, he has to create a future Manu before he depart. So there's a second entity. Third, every Manu's time, there is a new demigod, sets of demigods. Then there is a Saptarishi. And then the king of heaven. And one incarnation will come, minimum. So these 6 entities in Krishna's government. So Prabhupada writes, in future, Krishna's government, in Manu's government, because he's not elected, they are selected by Krishna. Krishna will pick and choose. So how Krishna will pick, I'm just paraphrasing. Prabhupada writes that perhaps Krishna will pick from Ishkan, some devotee will help in the government. That's interesting. So, but if you don't want to go, it's okay. You can go to Golok Vrindavan street. So then back to this. When Brahmaji came down, he heard the prayers of the demigods. He did not like confront them or say, why you are praying? Who you praying? So finally he looked it down. He saw, that Agasura is killed, and this boy, all the demigods are praying. Brahmaji is in the middle, he's watching. They're offering flowers. How can this boy be my father? I need to test it. I don't think so. Because his father, he comes from Vishnu, Narayan, Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. How can he be my father? So he tried to put a test. Prabhus and mothers, anytime you want to test Krishna, be careful. He will test you. So when he wanted to test, sure enough, Krishna says, let it be. Now the whole details is given so much. I'm trying to like compact it very quick. So then what happened? Brahmaji thought, these are all my creation. All these boys, this land, in this world. Yeah, this is my creation. As soon as he thought like this, he said, I'm going to create new, beautiful, lavish green grass and divert all these calves and cows. As he thought, Brahmaji doesn't have to do anything. His thought activates and literally a beautiful forest, field with the green grass, you know, like a very attractive grass. Just by seeing this, all the calves that Krishna and coward boys were taking care, they all ran towards there. Brahmaji thinking, this is my creation, I see that. I just captured them. Okay, if this boy is the god, next trap. I'm going to separate them. So in the meantime, there was a discussion that Krishna asked the boys, all of a sudden, of course the whole thing is the will of Krishna. It's not Brahmaji. It is the will of Krishna. Krishna wants to show him like this. So then moment Krishna thought that way, so Brahmaji saw all of a sudden Krishna is conversing with all the boys. What happened to all the calves, grown-up calves? We don't see. And then Krishna is worry face. You know, I was always wondering, like, he's so happy, joyful, how he has a worry face. Of course, there's no painting I found yet. I did search in Google. And he had a worry face. And then he's telling Madhumangal, Subal, Sridam, Sudam, all this. What are we going to tell our parents when they ask, where are the calves? You all are taking care of the calves. We neglected and the calves disappeared. There's no calves. Then everybody stopped eating. Oh, I'm sorry, I speed up quick. In the meantime, they all had a lunch bag, picnic. They do everyday picnic until they are 6 years. After that, they don't come back. So the song that we sing about Krishna's coming, No Narati, it is all before. It's a very beautiful song in Mayapur. I used to hear every day singing. So then Brahmaji was thinking, okay, they do not know that I hid those calves. So then Krishna told all of them, you know my power. I have a power with the flute. And I'm going to take care of the calves. Then all the boys says, yes, yes. You all sit down and keep eating. And I'll be back. So as Krishna left, Brahmaji thought, I will take them away. In the meantime, Jogomaya actually created another field where this coward boys is not even visible to Brahmaji. There was another set of coward boys. They're coming from conditioned life to devotion, pure, about to be accepted by Krishna after this Leela. So when that scenario took place, Brahmaji had no clue. I'm just mixing both. Then Brahmaji took all the coward boys in a cave. Then Brahmaji did not land on Vrindavan. So Brahmaji, after that, he thought, how is that possible? Then Krishna also played a very interesting role. In our altar, there are some pujaris. In the altar, do you have a bedding? Does Krishna go to sleep every night? Thank you. Do you see any toilet in the altar? No, no toilet. Because in spiritual world, there is no septic. Everything is 100% pure. Nobody passed through or you like that. It's all automatically transformed. There is nothing disgusting or septic. So here, you can notice that very interestingly, that when Brahmaji hid those boys, Krishna took some of his chipped rice in his left hand. Now, those who are pujari, you know, when you offer the Radha Shyam Sundar, you put an asham. Everybody knows, right? I hope you know. And if you don't know, ask the pujaris, they will tell you. And you invite the Lord. You take the flute out, flute from his hand, because he is going to use the hand to eat. So then Krishna will come, you meditate, Krishna will come and sit in the ashram, and then you put the plate and he's going to eat. But Krishna never eats with the left hand. God always eats with the right hand. But that day, Krishna was holding the chipped rice on the left hand, and with the right hand he would take like one morsel and put in his mouth and looking. Where are the calves? And he's speaking to himself, you know, self-talk. Where are you? The calves. And he's calling the name. No calves ever anywhere. Brahmaji is thinking, that's not my father. He doesn't even know. Because omnisciency, to know everything, is within God all the time. When God cries in Damodar Leela, how can he be God if he doesn't know that he is God? How can he be God? So that question you can raise. Brahmaji asked that question. He doesn't know. And then when he came around the hill, and then he said, oh my God, Sridham, Sudham, Subal, Madhumangal, where are you? I don't like this hide and seek game. Please come out. And Brahmaji is thinking, ha ha ha. This is not a hide and seek game. He doesn't even know that I stole them. So Brahmaji left Vrindavan. He went to his office. Now, in this middle planetary system, in the there's a 9 island. The middle island is called Ilabriti Barsha. Ilabriti Barsha, where Lord Shiva's abode. And Ilabriti Barsha predominated by the Meru Mountain, the heaviest mountain is made of solid gold. 20,000 jojana below. Anyway, I won't go details. But on top of the Meru mountain, Brahmaji's office. It's not Brahmaloka. It's connected to this planet. This Brahmaji's office is there. And there is a Indra's office in the northeast corner. Anyway, there is a four corner. There is a four dignitary, main demigod, and then 33 surrounding, and then 33 millions all. They have their job. Their house is in heaven, but they have a job. Every day they come to their job. Right now, I mean, I don't know if they are there as in work or not. But Brahmaji went there. But when Brahmaji went there, this is where a striking point took place. A big transformation took place in Brahmaji's heart. When Prabhupada used to come, I remember Bhavananda Maharaj told us how he would receive Prabhupada in Mayapur. So we learned also that when Ishkan, at least in the 80s, we used to have a big, you know, kirtan and welcoming to Jayapataka Maharaj, Bhavananda Maharaj, when they would come from outside. So one day Bhavananda Maharaj told me, and we were two other devotees, how he would receive Prabhupada. You know, there was such a grand festival, kirtan, banana trunk, and it would be auspicious symbol. Prabhupada would like also stick a fight. When Prabhupada appeared, they would have like a villager, you know, stick fight. You know? Okay, good. Prabhupada actually wanted, enjoyed it. And they would, anyway, it was a beautiful. So I could relate that. It was a big day. Prabhupada is coming, Mayapur, from his overseas trip. So when Brahmaji goes out, because it is there in the higher planet also. When Brahmaji comes back, there will be like a 1 million performers dancing, reciting verses to welcome Brahmaji. This is the first time in his life. He is landing in his Swan airplane, not even one person there. He was like shocked. And he got down and he's asking the security officers, "Don't you recognize your father?" Because all the Brahmaloka planet, everybody, he is the father. He didn't have a wife at that time. But by his mind and from his different day, 3rd Canto, 20th chapter, Prabhupada explained this, the different species would come. So Brahmaji is confronting, where is the head sheriff? You know, I'm putting into American English, the head of the security guard. The head security guard comes, "Yes? Yes? I'm Brahma." Interesting. Our father told us that there will be imitation. Watch out. We see it. I am imitator? That's all right. We don't need to argue about it because our father is busy inside. Then Brahmaji is actually intelligent also. He was thinking, somebody is there as me and I am here. I am not even Brahma. What? Where this big, you know, it's like an emotional changes took place. He could not reconcile. So he reflected. He said, what did I do? Am I in a Brahmaloka office? Yes. And he's looking at all these thousands of security guards. They're his children. He thinks they're his children. They don't even recognize. I'm the head of this planet. And they don't even recognize. So then he came and he said, "Would you mind to allow me to see your master, Brahma, just for a moment?" "Well, we need a permission, so let us go." So some security officer went there inside and they got the permission. "Okay, you can come for a few moments." Brahmaji said, "Thank you." He didn't want to argue or prove anything. As he came in, this is the first time he saw something mystical. The origin Brahma is there. And origin Brahma is there. And Sanat Kumar or four Kumaras coming. "Father, father," touching his neck. "You are the best father. Tell us more about how did you start creation." Narad Muni said, "I love you, father." Brahmaji is thinking, "I never experienced this. Who is this? I have all these children, Narada, Bhrigu, all these four Kumaras, unlimited children, they never showed that kind of loving action. So Brahmaji is like overwhelmed. And then after a few moments, the security guard says, I'm sorry, your time is out. You have to go. Okay, he didn't want to argue. And he found his Swan airplane. He said, I think I did a big, great mistake downstairs. I mean, earthly planet. So he immediately fly here, where this, his transformation, new vision took place. The five sets took place. He saw the first verse in 13th chapter, first verse. First verse, beautiful verse, where explanation is given that Brahmaji, when he landed in Vrindavan, after he coming back, he saw the python and the mice are hugging and crying for Krishna. And then he saw a lion and a deer, they are hugging and crying for Krishna. Brahmaji said, this is not my creation. Python eats mice. They are hugging and crying for God, Krishna. Lion crying by embracing deer's neck, and deer is crying, they are crying for Krishna. I must have done. Then where he fell from the swan and he started paying obeisances, he's glorifying. This is where the chapter 14 is. I'm sorry, I ran out of time, basically. I have another class also. But next class, we'll go from there. Because this whole chapter is all about Krishna's opulence. Beautiful. Please read chapter 13, 10th canto. It is a very beautiful episode of Brahmaji's discovering, or you can say uncovering, Krishna's opulence. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.
I think there is one picture of Krishna looking worried. It's this one right here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's a very good. Pushkar Prabhu ki jai. Thank you. Gaur Pramanande Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.